Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into this December the 3rd, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips. Here in the palatial abode that is Intercom, ESPN Upstate. Diesel over there on the board. Diesel, how we doing?
Fantastic, man. I had a kind of a rough night. I had like a real bad strain in my lower back, and it's one of those things that just like works its way all the way up and over your shoulder, and it just kind of like messes up half your body.
Now, is that from your workouts that you do?
That's a fantastic question, because I didn't do anything yesterday that would have caused it. But I went fishing.
Because
that's low impact.
I think you're making a run for the World's Strongest Man contest. What say you?
Oh, I still got a ways to go on that one.
Well, I mean, those guys are
Of those guys are in there.
They're huge.
Yeah, but what's crazy about the World's Strongest Men guys? A lot of them are in their 40s.
Yes, that's true.
And they're massive.
And they keep an IV next to their trailer on the way to their.
Also true.
On the way to their cut. So much to get into the show. You want to join the show today, 844-477-3776 is the call-in line, or hit us up on the text line. Be sure to text ESPN to 71307. So much to get into. Of course, we had Monday Night Football last night. The Seattle Seahawks come from a halftime deficit back to win the game 37-30 last night, to position themselves right now as the leader in the NFC West, one game or a half a game, I believe, above the San Francisco 49ers. That was an enormous game for a multitude of reasons. We're going to take a look at the NFL and a lot of the NFL playoffs. As there's 4 weeks left in the regular season before the playoffs start. Of course, big news around here. A lot of scuttlebutt today about Ryan Helinski's injury. Was he injured? Was he not injured? Did he have a torn meniscus in his knee? Did he have ACL surgery? Did he have Tommy John surgery in his elbow? I mean, there's all this speculation. Some people on Twitter are saying he was hurt. Others are saying he was not. There's all kind of crazy stuff. To be honest with you, I think his dad released a statement on Twitter trying to clear up a lot of misunderstanding, because right now South Carolina Gamecock fans are a little raw, and they're looking for any excuse to run Will Muschamp out on a rail. And I saw some pretty intense social media things today preparing for the show in regards to them blaming the coaching staff there at South Carolina for possibly forcing or making Helinski play while he was hurt. And look, I don't think that's the case. I think, players want to play. And if the trainer – nowadays, athletic trainers have more power than they've ever been. I mean, they'll pull a kid out quick, especially when it comes to head injuries or any type of injury. And I've got a hard time believing that the physical therapy and the sports doctors down in Columbia that is with the South Carolina football program – would release Ryan Helinski to play if he was indeed injured. Now, there could have been a conversation during the year where Helinski was told, hey, look, you've got two choices. If you can handle the pain, you can grit your teeth and get through it, and then we can do surgery in the off season. You can't hurt it any worse. It's just going to come down to your pain tolerance, and the young man and his family could have made a decision that, hey, he wants to play. There's no question about the young man's mental and physical toughness. And look, the truth of the matter is Ryan Helinski is the future for South Carolina football. The young man is an elite talent. Anybody that watched him play against Alabama, some of the throws that he made in that game, we're also not questioning the fact that the young man played hurt practically throughout the entire season. He was knocked out of the Georgia game. DeCarrion Joyner had to come in, win that game on one leg. Then DeCarrion's been in and out of the injury tent there in Columbia. So, you know, look, and I've heard this nonsense that there's some Gamecock fans that are even wanting Ryan Helinski to enter the transfer portal. You people are insane. You are absolutely insane. And I understand you had a bad season, but you're talking about an NFL talent at quarterback that's going to provide long-term future results throughout his career while he's in Columbia. I mean, some people need to get a grip on what they're doing in regards to their own in their own football team. But, you know, Ryan Helinski, whatever it is, apparently he's going to have knee surgery as well as he's going to have some type of elbow surgery here in the offseason. There's been multiple reports about that. Also, the second biggest news today that just broke during the other show, Ron Rivera out as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I'm not shocked. We actually discussed on this show last week that there was a real possibility that David Tepper was going to make a change. And the reason we came to that conclusion is Tepper came out publicly after Carolina stumbled here down the stretch and talked about how this product that is the Carolina Panthers is not acceptable to him as the new owner of the Carolina Panthers. He wants to win. He wants to be a factor in the NFC, and he wants to win Super Bowls. And he wants to bring a Super Bowl title to the Carolina Panthers. And he basically, the term I used on this show is David Tepper is laying down the gauntlet for Ron Rivera, and that if there's not improvement, and I think the absolute straw that broke the camel's back was the ineptitude of this Panthers team losing to Washington this past week. And the Panthers, quite honestly, should be better than the Washington Redskins, and it was home. That is what you would call a fireable loss. And I'm not saying that Ron Rivera isn't an outstanding coach. Ron Rivera is an unbelievably great coach. But he hitched his wagon to a injured mule. And what I mean by that is they held on to Cam Newton way too long. They should have made a move. And, again, we discussed this on the show that Cam Newton was busted goods. I've been preaching that for over a year now, talking about how they need to move on from Cam, that they've got while he's still got some value left out in the NFL. Now he has no value. Right now, Cam Newton is damaged goods. And what you could have got for him a year to 2 years ago, now you're not going to get anything for him. And quite honestly, it cost Ron Rivera his job. Not only did it cost him his job, North Turner, the offensive coordinator, has been reassigned within the Carolina Panthers organization. He is now a special analyst or a special consultant, which means he's not going to be the offensive coordinator anymore. Perry Fuel is now the interim head coach of the Carolina Panthers for the last 4 weeks of this season. And it looks like David Tepper is going to do a complete overhaul of this franchise. It looks like he is going to be a hands-on owner. He's the one that pulled this trigger. He did not leave it up to Herney to get this done, the general manager. He's the one that made this move, and it looks like he's going to be an owner that is very involved in the day-to-day operation, as well as the success and how it's run from the top down. He's not going to delegate like the previous regime did up in Charlotte. So I'm going to be interested to see. And look, I love Ron Rivera. I loved him as a player when he was an all-pro linebacker for the Chicago Bulls. He was an unbelievable player. He's been an unbelievable coach. But every coach has an expiration date, and very few. We talked about this on the show yesterday. Very few coaches get to leave on their own. And that held true for Ron Rivera. Now the discussion becomes, where do the Panthers go from here? Do they do a complete overhaul of their staff? Who are some possible candidates? I've heard Josh McDaniels as a possible replacement for Ron Rivera. I've heard Greg Williams as a possible replacement for Ron Rivera. There's so many things going on out there. And look, Tepper's got the money to do it. I mean, the guy paid $2.5 billion in cash. He has no debt with the Panthers. They're paid for. So, and as intense as he is, I would not be surprised if he makes a concerted move to get Mike Tomlin out of Pittsburgh. You know, it's funny. 3 weeks ago, the Steelers fans were ready to run Mike Tomlin out on a rail, even though the guy's won a couple of Super Bowls. Now Ben Roethlisberger is getting towards the end of his career, and now you need a fresh start with a proven guy that can win you a Super Bowl. And let's not forget that Tepper was a minority owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers before he became the full owner of the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, you kind of get a sense that Mike Tomlin, it's not that he's worn out his welcome. It's when you get to the point to where people start to forget all that you've done for them because it's been so long since you've ascended that mountain and won a Super Bowl. And it's been, what, 5-6 years since Pittsburgh was even challenging for the Super Bowl. It's time for a fresh start. I mean, every coach needs a fresh start from time to time, and it would make sense for David Tepper, with his relationship with Mike Tomlin, to bring Tomlin to the Carolina Panthers. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Delvin. Delvin wants to talk Ron Rivera. Delvin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Coach, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing awesome. Hope you are.
I know you mentioned Josh McDaniels. Who the other coach you said? Williams? You said Williams? Who the other coach?
Yeah, Greg Williams, defensive coordinator of the Jets. He's had a couple of opportunities. He did a great job in the interim role of the Cleveland Browns. I was surprised they went with Freddie Kitchens. We're going to deal with Freddie Kitchens here in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm hearing Mike McCarthy as well, and Marvin Lewis. You know you're gonna hear those two names. God, I'm hearing those names, but I think they're gonna go offensive side of the ball. I don't know. Usually when you get it, well, he wasn't there, so he might go defensive. But I think David Tepper making a statement, and not only that, he said that he's gonna hire a assistant general manager and a vice president of operations, which means I don't think Martin Harden gonna be in charge of like making decisions as well. I think the vice president of operations gonna make decisions.
Yeah, that's probably true with their direction, Delvin. Thank you for the phone call. Especially with the way Tepper wants this organization to be. Tepper wants to win a Super Bowl. He's not happy with being competitive. Losing is not an option. This guy wants to win, and he wants the Carolina Panthers to be a force in the NFC. And again, this is going to be a fascinating search, and I'm going to be watching intently for the Panthers and how they go about which direction they go. You know, Ron Rivera, an esteemed defensive mind, and he'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere in the NFL. You know, the NFL is such an old boys network. They're constantly retreading coaches and moving coaches around. I'm going to be fascinated to see which direction they go. JW, we got a break. Hold through the break. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in to Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. All kind of breaking news today. This search for my Razorbacks head coaching job continues to just... You know what? They're going to end up hiring Lane Kiffin. They are going to actually hire... Hunter Yurecek has got to be the biggest idiot on the planet. It is documented that this is a fact. He flew to Boca Raton. FAU, Florida Atlantic, is getting ready to play for another Conference USA championship. I believe they're third under Lane Kiffin. And Hunter Yurecek flew to Boca. The athletic director of the University of Arkansas flew to Boca to talk to him about his head coaching job. I'm telling you right now, Arkansas football will be permanently destroyed if Hunter Yurecek hires Lane Kiffin. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in JW. JW wants to talk Panthers. JW, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I heard y'all talk about Mike Tomlin coming down from Pittsburgh to Carolina, man. Hey, don't get my hopes up like that right there, man.
Yeah, I think it's better than a 50% chance that Mike Tomlin is wearing the teal and black in Charlotte next year. I think it's a great chance.
Look, the temper whole connection with that Steelers thing, that makes sense with that. Look, that Tomlin, yeah, he's kind of a defensive mind coach, but you know he's in the offense, and I think he will, gel in there quite nice down there in Carolina for the Panthers. And you know, I'm a Gamecocks fan too. And look, as much as we don't like Muschamp, we got to remember this: because he had Bentley, as a coach. And that's the only reason why we got Bentley on as a quarterback was because the assistant coach, because his dad, you know, but you know Bobby Bentley of Burns, you know, so if it wasn't for Bentley, we wouldn't have Bentley. And we, you know, so it's, as much as we don't like Muschamp, he did bring something good.
Yeah, without question, JW, thanks for the phone call and the thoughts. You call back anytime. We'll get you right up. Yeah, there, I mean, there's no question that Will Muschamp made a shrewd move by hiring Bobby Bentley in order for to get his son. And, you know, at the time, Jake was an upgrade over the absolute trash fire that was South Carolina football. After, I mean, people continue to talk about, you know, the way Jimbo Fisher left Florida State in shambles. Jimbo Fisher did nothing compared to the disaster that Spurrier left South Carolina under. I mean, absolute, it was worse than broke. It was worse. I mean, they flat stopped recruiting. I mean, him and his son, Steve Jr., practically destroyed any hope of South Carolina being rebuilt. That's why I continue to give Will Muschamp the doubt and telling Gamecock people, you know, look, let's give this guy one more year. Let him make the changes that he needs to make, then the changes that he's obviously made. Let's see who he brings in this offseason. And give him one more year, and let's see if this ship can't get righted, because, you know, him and that staff have worked exceptionally hard to turn the roster over with guys that can play. And we talked about that, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, you know, after yesterday's show. But, you know, he's done a lot of good for South Carolina. And I know this past year has left a bad taste in people's mouths, but let's get through year five. And if the changes aren't made and there's not, there hasn't been any production better, then yeah, you're well within your rights to cut bait and try to get another guy in there. You know, I was laughing at Diddy talking about Lane Kiffin yesterday with me, and he's hoping Arkansas does hire him. So South Carolina doesn't make the mistake of bringing him on. And look, I'm happy that Lane Kiffin has done well at Florida Atlantic. All right, but let's not forget, the guy ran Tennessee into the ground. The guy ran Southern Cal into the ground. The guy literally killed Al Davis. I mean, everything Al Davis said was right about this guy. I mean, he got fired at Southern Cal and left on the tarmac of the airport at Southern Cal. I mean, he couldn't win there. He couldn't win at Tennessee. He couldn't win with the Oakland Raiders after the Oakland Raiders had been to the AFC Championship, had been to a Super Bowl. And now Hunter Yurecek, I mean, that guy's he's out to lunch. You know, and I told some buddies of mine back home that because of this treatment that they've done of the current staff, the guy that they replace Chad Morris with will be infinitely worse than Chad Morris. I mean, you can't give a guy 16 months to turn around a dumpster fire that is Arkansas football just because you've got a personality issue and you're feeling heat from fans. The good news is that Hunter Yurecek will be asked to leave after this if they go on and hire Lane Kiffin. Let's get to some of these texts, the text line. You want to join the conversation? 844-477-3776 is the call-in line. Hit us up on the text line. Text ESPN to 713-07. I want to get into Dabo had a very lively press conference today in response to Paul Feinbaum. We'll discuss that as well. Texter Clay gets in with us and says, I remember you saying that about Cam Newton over a year ago. Good call. Yeah. Look, there was obviously something wrong with Cam going back almost 2 years. And quite honestly, the Panthers missed the window. The Cam winning that MVP was a double-edged sword for the Panthers. It allowed them to keep him past his expiration date. And now they are literally going to be left holding the bag because Cam Newton will have no value through the NFL, and the Panthers will get nothing for him when they could have gotten a king's ransom 2 years ago. Texer gets in with us and says, Ron Rivera will be a head coach again the first week after the season. Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, you know, when you look at Ron Rivera, he's one of the most respected head coaches in the National Football League. And it's not going to surprise me for him to land on his feet. I would love to have him in Dallas. I mean, look, Dallas needs a fresh start. They actually need a head coach. They need a head coach that understands how to win, that knows what it takes to get to the Super Bowl, and how to communicate with pro players. And that's the other thing about Jason Garrett that people don't understand. The guy is aloof. He does not know how to communicate with his own players. And I think Ron Rivera, I would love to have Ron Rivera in Dallas. I think he would do an outstanding job with the Cowboys and with the roster that Dallas has. Because, look, your window in the NFL, because of the salary cap, because of the CBA, because of the new rookie deal, your window of winning Super Bowls is very, very short. You can't add the New England Patriots to that and say, oh, well, Josh, the New England Patriots are the outlier. They're the exception to the rule, not the rule. I mean, look at the issues that the LA Rams are going through 1 year removed from the Super Bowl with a roster that's basically intact. So you've got to take advantage because the rosters turn over so much and your money only goes so far. And look, right now is the window for Dallas to make a move. I mean, look how wide open the NFC has been. We thought about San Francisco. Well, are they going to ascend to the throne? Well, then now here comes the Seattle Seahawks led by Russell Wilson. Now the Seahawks look like they're going to be something in the NFC and could possibly win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl. We thought, well, maybe the Rams will be able to hold off the Super Bowl runner-up jinx and actually repeat because of Sean McVay, because of Jared Goff. But what an injury that was to Todd Gurley. I mean, that injury to Todd Gurley totally derailed the LA Rams and what they were trying to do. And it really showed that Jared Goff is really an average quarterback. He's like a Trent Dilfer or Rich Gannon. He's somewhere along in that. The guy's got legitimate arm talent. There's no question about that. But he's like Dak Prescott with a better coach. Jared Goff is Dak Prescott with a better coach. Dak cannot survive without Zeke Elliott. And the numbers bear that out. When Zeke Elliott is healthy, and you've got the 1-2 punch of Dak and Zeke, I think Prescott's winning percentage is almost 80%. But whenever Zeke is out, it drops to like 30 because the guy's not an elite quarterback. And I'm so glad that the one good thing that Jerry Jones did do is was patient. He got Jalen Smith paid $60 million. He got Zeke re-signed. And then he wanted to see what type of year Dak was going to have. And I'm glad he didn't pay him his $40 million a year. How much that would have hamstrung the Cowboys would have been astronomical. But now that we're seeing the way these teams, and look, there's a real possibility we're seeing the end of the dynasty of the New England Patriots. I mean, look. I had made the comment on air, I did not pick New England to go to the Super Bowl this year once Gronkowski retired. There's no question that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that ever lived. But even Tom Brady can't go into a game with this type of receiving core and with the issues that New England is having on the offensive line. sooner or later that's going to catch up to you. And it's caught up, quite honestly, to the New England Patriots. Let's get in some of these texts. Texter gets in with us. Texter says three winning seasons out of the nine he was in Carolina. Tepper said he wasn't in it for mediocrity. Yeah, that's exactly right. Tepper wants to be a Super Bowl champion. And that's why, I mean, look, the man paid $2.5 billion in cash. I mean, we get crazy when we have to spend $100 and we want something out of it. How much more does Tepper, I mean, he basically went all in to buy this franchise. And this man didn't become a multi-billionaire with the ability and the capital to pay $2.5 billion in cash to see his team be mediocre. I mean, that's wasting money. Another texter gets in with us and says, tell the Panthers to please get Matt Patricia. Those of us who are Lions fans will be eternally grateful. Look, there's something to Bill Belichick assistants not doing well. Look, really, the only assistant coach of Bill Belichick that's doing well after leaving New England is Nick Saban. And Nick Saban had to leave the NFL. But even Nick Saban was a flop in the NFL. I mean, think about this. You know, the texter brings up a great point. Think about this. Since Bill Belichick has been arguably the greatest coach of the modern era with the greatest quarterback of the modern of all time, quite honestly, look at his assistants and what they've done. Charlie Weiss decided he wanted to give college a try because he thought he was infinitely smarter than everybody else. Got ran out of Notre Dame and flopped. Romeo Crennel has proven to be an outstanding defensive coordinator, but he got ran out of Cleveland. Nick Saban was on Belichick's staff at Cleveland in the early 90s before Art Modell moved the team and made them the Ravens. And, you know, it's funny about Saban. You know, a lot of people don't understand. He was fired twice. He was fired in Cleveland, and he was fired in the early 80s because he got into a philosophical conflict with Earl Bruce at Ohio State. A lot of people don't know that. And Earl Bruce got sick of the arguments and fired him. I don't know if Earl Bruce is alive or not, but I wonder now what Earl Bruce would think with all the success that Nick Saban's had since then. But Nick Saban to Miami was a train wreck. So he was a flop. Josh McDaniels, quite honestly, was the only assistant that left that had any semblance of success. He took the Denver Broncos. He took over the Denver Broncos. They drafted Tim Tebow and led him to a playoff. Not only did they lead him to the playoffs, but at least they won one playoff game with Tim Tebow as a quarterback. And now there's some discussion that Josh McDaniels would be a great fit at Carolina. I don't know if he will, and I don't know if he won't. I mean, there's a lot to be said for, you know, he was around Tom Brady, and I don't know what made him think that Tim Tebow was a legitimate quarterback. I mean, Tebow had a chance to play tight end with New England and said, no thanks, he's a quarterback. Told Bill Belichick that. So Josh McDaniels' talent analysis, I'm not real sold on that he understands. I mean, when you're surrounded by great players and you can't identify what a great player is, to me, that's a problem. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back in to Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. Diesel over there on the board. You know, Dabo in his press conference today fired back at Paul Finebaum. Apparently, Paul doesn't really hold Dabo Swinney in a lot of esteem. And quite honestly, here's the crazy thing. I think the guy really means it. I don't think he's doing it for clickbait. I think the guy really hates Dabo Swinney. And I think he really hates Clemson. You know, at first when all of this stuff started to come out, you know, I thought that, you know, he's doing it for clickbait. He's doing it for ratings. He's doing it. But now this thing's turned personal. And Finebaum's made it personal. Here's what Paul Finebaum had to say today about Dabo Swinney and his discussion after the press conference after Clemson beat South Carolina 38-3.
Yeah, I think Dabo Swinney is the most annoying winner in all of sports. I mean, the guy just can't keep his trap shut. I mean, somebody just give the man a pacifier, send him to timeout, and we'll check in with him on December 28th when he finally plays a legitimate team during this entire college football season.
That's Paul Finebaum calling Dabo Swinney the most annoying winner in all of college football and saying he needs a pacifier and to be sent in timeout until December the 26th after they play somebody in the playoff. Well, today, Dabo was asked about it, and only in Dabo, here's his response.
There you go. See there? Great conversation. I'd like some time out. I'd like to take a nap. Y'all remember first grade? I love that. Mrs. Puckett. I had Mrs. Puckett in the first grade. And we had to take a mat. Valley Elementary. You remember we had to take a mat? You'd walk into school with your lunchbox, had the Happy Days lunchbox, and have with my bologna sandwich and had a mat. And you'd put it in there, and then there would come that time during the day when they'd say, all right, it's time out, nap time, and you know, nobody wanted to take a nap. You're sitting there, so you're making faces at your buddy and flipping crayons or whatever. And well, don't y'all think we should have adult timeout time? You know, let's just all bring a mat, take a nap, and be good. So I never had a pacifier, though, so I don't know how that'd work out.
That's such an incredible troll job response. Paul Finebaum is a blowhard who's a hardcore SEC homer. Who's trying to get a reaction out of Dabo. He's trying to get him to fight him in the media. And what does Dabo do in response? Tells a story about being Mrs. Puckett's pre-K class, walking in with his rolled-up mat. You know, some people live in this world of negativity. And I think Paul Finebaum lives in this gotcha world of negativity where it's all about ripping people. Dabo Swinney doesn't live in that world. He lives in a world of uber and sometimes a little over-the-top positivity. And that's off-putting to some people. The people who live in that negative world, people who are on Twitter every day getting riled up and upset and firing back at people on Twitter, it drives them nuts when there are people who won't engage with them on their terms. Paul Feinbaum wants Dabo Swinney to engage with him on his terms. And Dabo Swinney says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to call you names and, you know, call you a baby and ship you a case of pacifiers, which would be fun or funny. But he's like, I'm not going to do that, man. You know what? I'm going to take all the venom out of what you just said. Just make fun of you in return without actually making fun of you.
Well, here's the thing. This whole thing got started probably 3 years ago when Clemson made the college football playoff and lost to Alabama. And on that onside kick was a phenomenal game. It was the first time Clemson had played for the national title since 81. And Dabo went on, you know, in his press conference then and said, this is not going to be the last time we're going to be here. We will be back. And, you know, Feinbaum, along with the rest of those clowns, took that and started saying, yeah, you'll be back in 30 years or 33 years or whatever it was. You know, congratulations. You played Alabama a good game, but you really don't belong. Well, then the next year they come back, and that Alabama team was supposed to be one of the greatest of all times, had one of the great defenses. And Deshaun Watson just shredded them, had over 500 yards of offense. They snapped the ball 99 times. Clemson wins the national title. Well, then Feinbaum comes on. He's like, well, yeah, you know, it's because Clemson's schedule. See, this whole schedule thing with Clemson started then because Feinbaum couldn't explain why Clemson kicked the crap out of Alabama because it made him look bad. Because before that, he talked about how Alabama was going to steamroll Clemson. That last year, Alabama took Clemson lightly. This year, they won't take them lightly. And they're going to, with Jalen Hurts and the greatest defense that ever was put on the field, with the greatest coach that was ever put on the field, they're going to run them out of the stadium. And that's when Deshaun Watson took over the last 2 minutes. Hunter Renfrow, who now lends an infamy for that catch, sent Alabama packing. Deshaun goes to the NFL, then Clemson plays Alabama again the next year. Well, then now Feinbaum's having an answer to why Clemson is now beating Alabama. And Clemson loses with Kelly Bryant in a game that they should have won. They had the ball five times inside the 20 and didn't score. And Alabama won like 20-7. So then Feinbaum gets on his soapbox and starts talking about how, you know, order. I'll never forget his exact words were, order has been restored. Now Clemson can go away. The world has been set right, which he stole from Eli Gold. Eli Gold made that comment after Alabama, I believe, beat Clemson in the kickoff special in Nick Saban's second year. So then Trevor Lawrence comes onto the scene. And the Power Rangers come back. Watkins and Wilkins and Furl and that group. To specifically win another national championship. And then Trevor Lawrence comes onto the scene, and all you heard for a month or a week before that game is that there's no way a true freshman quarterback, this Alabama team is too good, too talented. Not going to happen. And I made the statement, if Clemson can get that front blocked with Quinnen Williams, they will run them out of Levi Stadium. Hello, 44-16. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Welcome into this Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips. You know, I know he's been on the show before. Let's see if we can't. Diesel, you think we could get Feinbaum to come back on with me? I don't know how
the over under is about 90 seconds of how fast he'd hang up on you,
which is fine. That is fine. I would love for Paul Feinbaum to come on this show with me and debate with me that trash that he has. And you bring up a great point. You want to talk about need a pacifier and have to go to timeout? He would be the one that would need a pacifier and have to, because he can't handle me. I can promise you that. I would destroy Paul Feinbaum on air debating this.
Kelly Dunn gets in with us on Twitter. I had tweeted that Paul Feinbaum lives in a world of clickbait, gotcha negativity, and tried to pick a fight with Dabo on his terms, but it didn't work. Dabo lives in the world of relentless boyish positivity. Kelly Dunn says, no, he was doing his job. Even Dabo said that. He makes his money doing what he does. And in a way, she's right. Paul Feinbaum has his audience, and that's what they want. They want this clickbait negativity out of him. So that's fine. The whole thing, you almost have to take a step back from it and understand that the whole thing is a game. It's all social media. It's all a game. And once you get that through your head, you don't get upset over these things.
Well, here's what I disagree with you, Diesel, and the reason I disagree with you is the comment that Brett Friedlander made when I asked him that very question yesterday. And he said, through multiple people and the contacts that he has, the disrespect nationally is real, and that people think that Clemson is a flash in the pan and that they don't play anybody, so they're not worthy of being considered an elite program. He said that on this show yesterday. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.